Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Electric Leftovers. My name is Jason. This is episode 415. It is our Christmas special, so I'm going to get out of the way real quick. I'm going to have just some different tunes for you, some that are probably going to get me in a great deal of trouble. I don't really care at this point because, it's not like we're making money on this thing, right? Exactly. But, hope you enjoy. There's some classics from the archives that we've had years before, and some new stuff there with you as well. No updates for anything. Don't worry about it. All the usual things happened. Just have a good one and have a good holiday season.
Thank you so much, Harry. That's very nice. I'm humbled to be here. You know, occasionally this time of year, my friends will say to me, Mr. Willard. And they call me Mr. Willard because most of them have always felt a little uncomfortable around me. They'll say, what is the true story of Christmas? And I said, come on, everyone knows it. And I know we've heard it 1,000 times, but I think this is the time and the place. TJ, I think you're right on cue there. So bear with me for the 1,001 first time. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And Caesar's wife, the evil queen, spent her days shopping and looking in the mirror, saying, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all? One day the mirror answered, it's your stepdaughter, the beautiful Maid Marian. The queen decreed that a hunter should take Marian out into the woods and cut out her heart. But Marian escaped, and a handsome prince found her slipper and followed her. He found her in a manger in Bethlehem, doing the only work she could do, scrubbing floors and taking care of a baby boy child named Jesus. But whose baby was it? Nobody knew. So, I know you've heard it all, but just... So the prince and Marian and Jesus went to live in the prince's castle and be happy ever after. But the wicked queen kept searching for them. And on December 7th, a day that will live in infamy, she captured Marian and Jesus and hid them in a cave. She left them one candle with enough oil to last for only 7 days. This was called the dreidel. Well, everyone went crazy. The birds were flying all over the place, and the Japanese were fighting the Germans. And the Germans were fighting the Russians, and Marian's little friends, Grumpy and Sneezy and Groucho, went to Santa's kingdom in the North Pole to get him to help. They thought he was dead, but a kiss from Grumpy awoke him. And it came to pass that Santa called out some reindeer, and together Dasher and Dancer and Donder and Blitzen, Sneezy and Grumpy and Groucho and Vixen flew to Bethlehem to try to save them. But lo, they couldn't find the cave. And you know how where this goes. If you want to say it with me, please feel free. And it came to pass that Groucho's brother Zeppo had become an agent and enlisted the aid of Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer to lead them. Now a star shone in the east, and the shepherds were sore and afraid. And Franklin Roosevelt, a great man, calmed them, saying, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. They found 3 wise men and bribed them with gold and Frank's incense and myrrh, which is a drink of milk and honey, like mead. And the wise men pointed to where Jesus and Maid Marian were trapped. Well, together they huffed and they puffed and they rolled away the stone. And many people don't believe this, but you have to believe. They rolled away the stone, blocking the entrance, and saved them. And the baby Jesus came out and saw his own shadow. You've heard it a million times, but... And he proclaimed there would be 6 more weeks of winter, and to this day, that's why the baseball season doesn't start until April. And the 7 dwarfs chased the wicked queen back to her castle, and then Cupid shot her with an arrow, and she was filled with love and realized that being the second best-looking woman in the world wasn't all that bad. At least she believed she was the second best-looking. And after all, the mirror wasn't about to correct her. And Santa celebrated by going all over the world and giving out presents. And that's why we celebrate Christmas on December 25th. And as Santa flew overhead to the North Pole, he was heard to cry, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. And everyone's heart from that day forward was filled with love. And And that's why on the day after Christmas, department stores throw open their doors and offer great sales. The true story of Christmas. Thank you.
Never find an elf when you need one. When you got to get that toy beneath the tree.
Yeah, when an elf is what you need, his energy, his speed.
There never seems to be one who's free. But then comes that magical moment.
So the story goes on Christmas Eve.
When elves and other weirdos
think it's better to get
them to see. But if you believe the magic of Christmas Eve, then one finds you.
I don't believe it. These letters must be 50 years old.
Almost back on the farm now, boys. I can almost smell Mom's chestnut dressing baking in the oven right now.
It's not what I smell.
There's no doubt about it. Christmas is my favorite holiday. The air is crisp, homes are brightly decorated, and everybody's walking around with big smiles on their faces. Yeah, almost everybody. I think the best part is watching the faces of children and sharing the memories of being a child at Christmas. I remember when my brother Doc Boy and I were little.
Oh, brother, here we go again.
Dad would chop down the tree.
Chores.
Mom would fix up the meal.
Work.
Doc Boy would get in the way.
Fighting. Big, fat, hairy deal.
Decorating the tree.
Gardening.
Wiring all of the lights.
Electrical contracting.
Wrapping boxes and writing out cards.
Office work. Out of sight.
Then we'd take those presents and pile them under the tree. We'd barely get a wink of sleep, wondering what they could be.
the special gifts of Christmas, that really make it great.
It's so great.
Are the insomnia and the anxiety
kids get from having to wait.
Can't wait till Christmas. There's so much to do. Can't wait till Christmas.
Wake me when.
Day season. That's right, clearance day. The biggest, most funnest, happiest day of the whole miserable, depressing year. You can almost hear the people singing. In fact, you can hear the people singing.
Clearance day, clearance day. Goody, goody, hip hooray. Clearance day, clearance day. 20 minutes for half a pay.
There's no interference.
The joy of clearance day.
Buy your stuff, be on your way.
That's the charm of clearance day.
Clearance day, clearance day. Goody, goody, hip hooray. Clearance day, clearance day. Twice the gifts for half the pay.
Join the sales, they're on your way.
On your way to clearance day.
Get that brand new silver tray.
The right price on clearance day.
Clearance day, clearance day. Goody, goody, hip hooray. Clearance day, clearance day. Twice the gifts for half the pay.
Clearance day, clearance day, clearance day. Never, never go away.
Clearance day, clearance day. Goody, goody, hip hooray.
Are we done yet?
That's it, folks. Thank you again for listening. Hope you had a good one. I know it was kind of a crappy throwaway episode, but you know what? Who wants to deal with it? I don't want to deal with it. Look, today, what's the day? You're listening to this on the 21st. That's your old pal Jason's 40th birthday. I didn't want to put a ton of effort into this. I'm 40 goddamn years old now. My time for effort has passed. It's going to be just slovenly from here on out. We will be back next week with our wrap-up show for the season and an introductory show to next season, where I've added a couple of things. Spent a couple hours the other day getting all of that ready to go. But yeah, that's another story for another day. Thank you again, everybody, very much for hanging out and listening to everything this year. Hope you have a good Christmas, a good Hanukkah holiday season, all that other stuff. If you want to check out any more crap from me, go to jasonsgroovemachine.com. If you don't, well, then don't do that. Why would you do that? That would be silly. Catch y'all later.